Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host Debo Getty, and we're Bark Radio.
Well, hey there, Bark Radio listeners. I'm not sure what we've got in store today, but I think it might have something to do with a dog nose.
It does.
Cool.
And there's all kinds of things with dog noses.
Oh, we know they're magnificent,
they
man.
They are.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now the government's officially said that they're magnificent.
About damn time. What's the holdup, man? We dog lovers have known it forever. So tell me more, Terry.
Well, there's a recent report, and we'll put up the link to the article in Wired Magazine. But since 2004, the federal government has spent $19 billion.
With a B.
Yeah, with a B of taxpayer money to try to find a good bomb identification product.
And guess what they finally figured out?
Yeah, there's nothing better than a dog nose.
I swear to you. Hello. Oh, man, talk about a big black hole. Just shove money down it when the answer is standing right next to you panting.
Yeah, exactly. And they had created, you know, they have the drones. They have metal detectors. They have chemical sniffers. And they had spent like $500 million to put chemical sniffers on Humvees. And then they have had a mobile version for the infantry troops. The crap doesn't work.
And I don't know how much it costs to train a military working dog, but I'm guessing it's not in the billions.
I'm guessing, yeah. just a thought, but I don't know.
You know, it's not a surprise at all. Dogs' noses are so reliable. Once they're trained to their job, they know it and they're never wrong.
Yeah.
That's been my experience.
You know, I think that it's kind of obvious and... you know, you kind of want to slap them and go, duh. I mean, what?
Yeah, hello. You should see the gesturing Terry's
yeah,
doing.
It's too bad radio. Otherwise, my arms are flailing. My head is twitching. So,
yeah, I don't get, I've never gotten the government. But, you know, and this was not a government publication that this was in. This was private sector.
No, it actually, well, as a study.
Okay, it's a study.
There's a congressional hearing that they were brought this up because they want to know some of the spend on this. And the statement I like the best, and I don't remember who it was, but it was the person presenting, is there's nothing in the U.S. arsenal for bomb detection more powerful than a dog.
How simple can you get?
He says 80% of the patrols now take dogs with them.
Should be 100%.
Should be 100%. The problem is they don't have enough dogs.
Well, if they spent some of that billions of dollars
fraction,
on more dogs.
A fraction of that billion. Move it over into the dog training.
Dogs and backup dogs and more backup dogs.
Yeah. You know, it's just crazy.
It's insane. And, you know, scent theory is something that I'm real familiar with. And from personal experience, I know that other dog sniffing jobs... Well, when I was in search and rescue is when I learned by watching that thing about once a dog is trained to a job, they're never wrong. And my teammates used to say in search and rescue was, if your dog is doing something, you know, they're showing interest in a particular area, or alerting on something and you're not sure what it is, it's your job to figure it out because they're never wrong. They are never wrong.
You know what's interesting? This just popped in my head when you said that. Because the the never wrong thing is kind of, if you think about technology is binary. It's right or it's wrong. It's on or it's off.
Right.
And there would probably, in my mind, be arguments that dog's not that accurate. But the fact is we know it is.
Mm-hmm.
And they can repeatedly do that. And that's a very binary thought. The dog is never wrong. It's the interpretation of the data that varies.
Bingo.
And
so if you
I
don't have
that,
the right handler, if you don't have the right trainer,
exactly.
They're not reading the dog right, well, yeah, you're going to think the dog's stupid, and you're wrong.
Yeah, you're wrong. It's always the people's fault.
Well, it is. And,
it is.
You know, everybody knows that I'm involved with diabetic alert dogs, and that's all about nose. And it's about teaching a dog to recognize fluctuating blood sugar levels in a human being. And there is every kind of contraption the medical community can come up with to attach to people to measure their blood sugar. It's never going to be as accurate as a dog's nose.
Yeah.
And it goes, we were talking just briefly about other dog nose jobs, you know, whether they're arson dogs or cancer sniffing dogs or whatever. They have a gazillion jobs. We haven't even come up with, you know, as many as they can do with those noses. But I hope the government, the federal government, listens. I hope that whoever oversees this money listens and understands more dog training now.
I hope so. I'm not optimistic.
Oh,
though.
Can't imagine why, Carrie. Jeez. Goobers.
Yeah. I think it's interesting. I think there's so much that you could do with a dog, and if you had the right training programs and the right certification type programs, everything from, like you said, the dads, you know, diabetic lurks, mm-hmm. to the bomb sniffers, to the cancer sniffers, to SAR, to anything, mm-hmm. Save a huge amount of money.
That's what the government should put their money into. Those kinds of facilities, training trainers.
Yeah.
You know, creating protocols that are just dead on. If the government were to open up their pockets and do that for a decade, holy mackerel, what a difference there would be in this world.
Yeah.
Because they are the ones who have our money in such huge quantities, throw most of it away. Boys and girls on Capitol Hill, throw it at great dog programs.
Yeah. It can make a difference. None of these pork barrel BS things that they do,
right.
They're there, they come and they go, money's spent, no anything from it.
Right.
If you take that decade and put that money into it.
And one thing that just struck me, and this is not about dog noses, but it's about dogs, but it struck me because it's government agency. If the government did two things, it would make me happy. One is create that place and all the money that's needed for military working dogs, number one. The second piece of it and the other half of that facility would be for service dogs for every veteran who needs them.
Yeah.
If they did those two things,
yeah.
It would be so huge, and the amount of money spent would be so small compared to, as you said, all the pork barrel crap that our money is thrown at.
Huh.
You know, it gets thrown. Ugh, makes me crazy. I can't even talk. So, yeah, we have the answer, folks.
Well, and the folks that listen regularly know I'm a tech guy, and I'm going to step sideways just a second, because a lot of people say, well, the government couldn't do it because they're the government.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some truth to that. But if you look at the tech sector, the government does this with a program called NIST. And it's a technology standards program. Now, how they make that work is it's largely volunteer-based. And you get the free labor of the experts in industry to build the protocols, to build the programs, to do the documentation. Then the government reviews it and says, it's ours.
Really?
So that type of program exists. It's been around for 30 years.
Wow. So what if you did that with...
with dogs.
And with dog professionals.
Right. Bring in the right people. Get them to put your protocols together. Don't rely on elected ding-dongs because they're going to screw it up.
Right.
But that model works, and it's proven to work. It's a standard that not only in the U.S., but many countries around the world will follow in this standard.
Wow.
So it's kind of cool. It's pretty broad thinking for the government.
Well,
but
then I never would have thought, A, they'd have therapy dogs in combat, which they do.
Yeah.
Now, I would have never thought they'd start even a small program to provide service dogs to vets with PTSD, but they've got that going. There may be hope, not as much as we'd like in our lifetimes, I'm sure, but, man, just put dogs at the top of the list. You know, in my world, they would be at the top. Whatever the question is, put dog at the top. And then if they don't work for this particular thing, just move them down one.
Yeah.
But for most, I'll tell you, they can solve so much.
Yeah.
And the thing is, we've talked about this, Terry. You know, there are so many dogs in need of homes. And how many of those dogs, if a program were created that really worked, there would be those tentacles out there looking for those dogs all over the country who have the potential to be working dogs, and they would be pulled from shelters. And, you know, it could change so many people's lives and keep so many people safe on foreign shores.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that, and that's something that I've sketched notes about because, you know, we've talked about many paths,
mm-hmm.
and that's actually moving along finally.
Yay.
But part of that is, you know, from shelter dog to service dog. Mm-hmm. That's part of the program. And not every dog fits every mold or anything mm-hmm. else. And some of them are just pets. And that's okay.
Right.
But if you could take a percentage of
even
shelter dogs.
Even if it's a small percentage. 1%.
1%. And make them service dogs. Holy crap. How many millions of dogs a year would that be?
That's right. And if you just start with a program for veterans.
Yeah.
And then go from there.
Yeah. That's a low-hanging fruit, frankly, in my mind, because... a stress dog is really a very well-trained, obedient dog with a trigger for a stress level. I mean, it's a little bit different, I think, in my mind. Maybe
as a service dog.
As a service dog, a little bit different than training the dad piece.
And the thing is they're called psych dogs, psychology
right.
dogs,
yeah.
and they're totally legitimate. they just don't do the same kinds of things. You're absolutely right. They are... Part of their job is to keep their individual calm.
Right.
Part of their job may be to go get meds for that individual. The dog can tell when he needs them. How cool is that?
That's a really cool point.
Mm-hmm. Because yeah. dogs know when there's a physiological change going on within a human being. If they're trained when X happens, I go get the meds. And if I have to, I go get the bottle of water so my person can take the meds. You know, I mean, it's like... I have a client right now who had a traumatic brain injury. And his puppy's only been in their home for probably, not even 2 months yet. Young Labrador Retriever. But from go, that dog started making very small, measured changes in this client. Just in his day-to-day life. Started taking some of the stress and depression away. Just by that puppy being there and him focusing outward instead of inward. This is a person who the docs have no more answers for. So the answer's a puppy.
That's a good answer.
Yeah. And one of our diabetic alert dog families, 11-year-old little girl, one of the things that Dad commented on from the moment that puppy walked in the house, this child's blood sugar levels... They could tell a difference in the spikes from the moment she had got her puppy. Because part of it has to do with her stress level.
Right.
And that puppy is calming her down. That puppy, the first night home, slept on her chest with his head, with her head on her heart.
Nice.
This child, you know, trusts this puppy. And the puppy's 14 weeks old, you know. If the world at large... The medical community, the scientific community, the government, if they could all just go, yo, listen for a minute
mm-hmm.
and understand the power of a dog, it would be a far easier world to live in, because people who are under such incredible stress for so many reasons, just that piece of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my little diatribe for the day. if they could all have dogs, great dogs, well-tempered dogs, bulletproof dogs, oh my gosh. Just, you know, first of all, the pharmaceuticals would lose millions of dollars.
That's the fight there.
therein lies the problem.
Yeah.
Anyway, dogs rock.
That's a whole mother rabbit hole.
Yeah, and we won't go there.
Yeah.
So anyway, dog noses good.
Dog noses are good.
Yep.
All right, that's it.
Bye.
Bye.